This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 7th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a talk with an energy expert about what the nation's electric grid is really like. I have a forecast coming up as well from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. Illinois' governor is again pushing to lease the state lottery to a private firm and use the proceeds to pay down pension debt in the state. But as Sean Crawford reports, others are skeptical.
Governor Rod Blagojevich told a private meeting of legislative leaders the state could get $10 billion or more for the lottery, money that could help pay a portion of a massive backlog of retirement benefits for downstate teachers, university workers, and others. The governor promoted the idea previously, but it faded. Now he's bringing it back in the budget talks. Democratic House Speaker Mike Madigan says he's talked with his members and detected little support.
We're prepared to take a good hard look at the whole proposal. The bottom line is that the state would lose somewhere in the future. It would lose whatever money comes out of the lottery today.
That financial cliff would leave a budget hole, money that's currently earmarked for schools. Republican legislative leaders say they're willing to listen to the plan, but also raised concerns. Speaker Madigan also reiterated that the House approved a budget last week, which calls for a 3% increase overall. He terms it the high water mark among House lawmakers, meaning they won't agree to any more spending. But the Senate president says the budget is flawed and says it fails to take into account all of the state's costs. I'm Sean Crawford.
Teachers in the Urbana schools will get pay raises of at least 4% over the next 3 years. The school board has ratified a deal with the Urbana Education Association that puts the issue of contract negotiations to rest for 3 years. Superintendent Gene Amberg says the deal will give certified personnel and most support staff an average 4.5% pay raise starting in August, with raises of 4.25% and 4% respectively over the following 2 years. The district will also boost its contribution to employee health insurance programs. Two East Central Illinois soldiers have been buried in their home areas after they were killed in Iraq late last month. Friends and family members held a service yesterday in Champaign for Army Private First Class Robert Liggett. The Rantoul man died May 29th. In Danville, Army Specialist Francis Trussell Jr. was laid to rest. He died May 26th of wounds he suffered in active duty. Attorneys for Savoy and for the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District continue to iron out details of an agreement to allow limited MTD annexation in the village. Savoy trustees discussed the plan last night, but one of its principal supporters says action on the agreement is still months away. Trustee Jan Nickum helped take part in talks between Savoy and the MTD that produced the proposal. He says he has some reservations about the plan to allow some annexation requested by developers while shielding other parts of the village, but he says it's a better way to go than the MTD annexations that Champaign and Urbana allowed a couple of years ago, often against the will of residents.
Knowing how the other parts of Champaign, Urbana, metro area have dealt with MTD, I think that we're going about this in a very resident-friendly way. That's why we set a 25-year moratorium on annexation instead of saying you're going to be annexed tomorrow, which I think some neighborhoods feel like that's kind of the way it was presented to them.
Trustee Joan Dykstra says it's too soon to decide on additional MTD annexations in Savoy, and any decision should be made by voters in a referendum. Nickum says no action on the proposal probably won't happen until this fall after public hearings. A 2-year moratorium on MTD annexation in Savoy runs out in December. A former administrator of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District has withdrawn his application to serve on the board of a similar agency, serving the rest of Champaign County. Dave King said yesterday after a meeting with the county board chair, he decided it wasn't the right time to seek a seat on the Champaign County Board of Health. King managed the CU Public Health District for 6 years during a time of stormy relations with the county board of health. The district provides county health services under a contract, and several board members complained of poor relations with King. At one point in 2003, the public health district suspended health services to the county in a contract dispute. King now works for the State Department of Transportation. He says he hopes to return to the public health field sometime in the future. The University of Illinois Library and others in the Big Ten Conference are going digital. Along with the University of Chicago, the institutions will offer a portion of their public domain material online as part of an agreement with Google. That'll include a minimum of 1 million volumes from the U of I. The 12 schools make up the Committee on Institutional Cooperation. That group's director of library initiatives, Mark Sandler, says printed works encounter a number of threats over time.
Deterioration, due to use or to poor paper quality or even a natural disaster, as we saw recently in the aftermath of Katrina. Our partnership with Google to archive and index some of our most distinctive collections across the CIC is an important step to preserve and protect the intellectual content of our printed materials for all time.
Sandler says the group is still working on timing the launch of the online library with its member institutions. The material includes historically significant collections like University of Chicago's South Asia Holdings and Northwestern's Africana Collection. A Champaign-based wireless company says it'll provide free wireless internet service to the downtown area. AM580's Jim Meadows has more.
Pavlov Media says that by the end of summer, most of downtown Champaign will be served by its Wi-Fi service at no charge.
This will be faster than dial-up internet access, probably around the 200 kilobit per second download speed. So nothing screaming fast, but it will be good access.
That's Pavlov Media Vice President and Manager Robert Groves. Downtown Champaign already has several Wi-Fi hotspots, but the Pavlov Wi-Fi service is aimed at outdoors, sidewalks, outdoor cafe seating, and West Side Park. The Champaign City Council approved a 5-year license allowing Pavlov to install its equipment atop downtown traffic lights at no charge. Why is Pavlov Media being so generous? Groves says it's one way for a wireless company, which does most of its business out of town, to make itself known in its hometown. In fact, the Pavlov Media offices are right in the middle of downtown Champaign, so its employees will be able to use the new Wi-Fi service themselves. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Most of us have a pretty vague idea, if any, of how the nation's power grid really works. Electrons take quite a complex path on their way from the generating plant to our bedside lamps. And in the myriad of state and federal regulations, things get even more confusing. St. Louis-based power industry consultant Jason McKenzie says critical parts of the electric infrastructure are falling apart and oversight is lacking. McKenzie just wrote a new book called Lights Out. He told Illinois Public Radio's Matt Sepik there are plenty of generating plants making power, but the system to distribute that electricity is in dire straits.
Over the last 15 years, we've gone through this period of injecting competition into the electricity industry. And the generation sector benefited greatly from that. We built a lot of new power plants. The transmission piece of the system was neglected in that whole run-up to competition. People just didn't think enough about it and kind of figured it would work the way it was always supposed to work, and it doesn't.
There have been some pretty big, high-profile problems with the grid in the past couple of years. The California energy crisis, the Northeast blackout in 2003, and then, of course, the two big blackouts we had here in St. Louis last year. These all had different causes, so it was determined. But is there an overriding problem that they all share?
All these failures are a combination of two things. A natural event, like a severe storm. Along with that, deficiencies in the infrastructure itself or in the business practices of the owner, operator, or utility running that infrastructure.
In January, the electric rate cap in Illinois expired. Power rates skyrocketed, customers are unhappy, and the debate rages on to this day in the legislature. What exactly is going on there, and will Illinois resolve its problems with high electric rates? Or is it a problem?
Illinois, before that deregulatory period, was a state with high rates, and in my experience, always has been. But if you've had a rate freeze for 5 years or 10 years and utilities are still doing some things to keep the lights on, well, they've got to get their money somewhere. They couldn't get it all from mergers and consolidations and Exelon running 8 nuclear plants instead of 4 and that kind of thing.
What would you like to see in the coming years as far as changes to how the power business is governed?
Well, for one thing, I'd like to see competition and deregulation focused on the parts of the business that need it and not focused on other parts. I think we need to have a more federalized structure. We have all the states doing things on a state basis. This has balkanized the electricity system It has prevented, let's say, approaches to problems like global warming and security.
If we don't fix the problems with the power grid right now, what is the worst case scenario? What could happen to it?
We have six or so critical substations in this country that are easy targets. I would say one of the worst case scenarios is that a terrorist or a hacker or something could take out one of those substations, and a major part of the country could be without electricity for a long period of time. And the reason for that is a lot of the equipment that we would need to repair that substation isn't available in this country. We don't make that kind of equipment in this country anymore.
So do you keep a generator on standby at your house?
No, I don't. But I do know a lot of my friends that are buying generators. It's probably not a good investment, but given that we've had two storms here, the most recent psychological demand would be, yeah, go buy a generator.
That was author and power industry consultant Jason McKenzie. He spoke with Illinois Public Radio's Matt Seffin. It'll be a hot and very windy day over parts of Illinois and Indiana. A wind advisory is in effect for much of the two-state area for today and tonight. The forecast from AM 580's Mike Solo in northwest Illinois, a mix of clouds and sun, windy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those storms in the northwest could be severe. Elsewhere across the two states, though, mostly sunny, very windy, and hot. The highs ranging between 90 and 95 degrees. For tonight, in northern and central Illinois and northwest Indiana, mostly cloudy with thunderstorms developing. Some of those could be strong to severe. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy, lows from around 60 in the north to 72 in southern Illinois. And for tomorrow, in northern and central Illinois, some lingering showers and possibly a few thunderstorms early, then mostly sunny. Elsewhere in the two states, mostly cloudy still, with showers and thunderstorms diminishing by late afternoon, and highs a bit lower, ranging from 73 in northwest Illinois to 86 in far southern Indiana. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 7th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.